8:56, time now for a look at the markets with our Omni Market Report. We're joined by Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jeff. Glad to be with you again. Not a whole lot of news this morning, but the markets are a bit anxious in anticipation of the Fed raising interest rates, probably raising interest rates this afternoon. Price action thus far this morning has been mostly positive, with the dollar soft and the crude market working a little bit higher. As we speak, May corn is currently up a penny at 363 and a quarter. July corn up three quarters at 370 and a half. And new crop December, 385 up three quarters. Looking at the soybean complex, May beans up two and three quarters at 1002. July beans, 1011 and three quarters, up two and three quarters. And new crop November, 996 up a penny and a half. Meal market holding firm, up about 40 cents a ton at 327.60 basis to May, and May oil up about 21 at 32.5 cents a pound. Looking at the wheat market, May Chicago wheat 435.5 up a nickel, July wheat in Chicago 450 even up 4.25, and December wheat 482.25 up 3.5. Kansas City wheat up 3.75 basis to May at 446.25, and Minneapolis wheat up 5.5 cents at 545.25. Looking at the livestock markets, expecting the cattle market to be about a half a dollar better, and feeder cattle is up about a dime, and hogs down about 75 cents. The crude oil market currently is about 70 cents higher, lending support to commodity markets in general, but the recent slide of about $5 a barrel has put a defensive spin on commodity prices in general. The USDA had no announced sales this morning on their overnight reporting system, a little bit of a disappointment there. All markets appear to be fixated on the anticipated interest rate hike from the Fed this afternoon. This could be the second rate hike in 3 months. Strong monthly jobs figures appears to be supportive enough for the Fed to make this move. Open interest figures from yesterday trade showed an increase of about 6,400 contracts in corn, appears to have been resurgence of buying efforts by the funds. The decrease of 3,000 contracts in soybeans appears to be modest liquidation pressure. Wheat open interest yesterday was up about 6,000 contracts and appeared to be new selling, but the bounce overnight kind of smacks like somebody might have stepped in it yesterday. Keep in mind that the funds have been short for an extended period of time, and they probably need to cover at some point in time. As we've covered previously, the next reference point for fundamentals data is the USDA's first official survey-based acreage forecast at the end of the month, prospective plantings. We'll also get the quarterly grain stocks at that time, which could give us further guidance on consumption rate. Technically, the corn market appears to be stabilizing, and we continue to expect sideways trade with a firming bias. Something to keep in mind here is the firming futures market may mean weaker basis in some areas, so locking in basis is a consideration. Soybeans currently working on an inside day up on the charts. The weekly chart is hinting of a rejection of lower prices seen earlier this week. South American production estimates continue to cap short-term advances. As we mentioned earlier, the wheat advancing may establishing a low of consequence. The key here is fund activity. The market continues to watch for funds as they have been short for over a year. Fundamentals domestically have winter wheat acres at their lowest levels in over 100 years, but yield prospects out west are rising on better moisture profiles. Going forward, yield prospects it's too soon to tell, but funds may choose to work out of their short positions as commodities appear to be an improving value in asset class. Thanks, Jeff, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you, Bill. That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He's in Lafayette, Indiana.